every once in a while, I've been guilty of not, for whatever reason. Like, I'm talking about number one, although actually, well, let's not get into that.
What?
Point being,
you, what? Seriously? Well,
what?
What was the well, actually?
It was a 10-foot day, Andrew, and that's all there is to say about it. No, I was going to say, I was starting to say that, like, in my mind, like, if you go number two, it is a non-negotiable. You have to wash your hand. But if you're in your own house and you go number one, and you were, for some reason, you didn't have the extra 0.3 of a second, that wouldn't be a capital crime to me. That being said, your hands are still going into a zone that's not great, even if you're going number one.
Yeah, then you're like, you're living with the other person, and you're just like, hey, I'm going to eat some of this Jell-O with my fingers. No problem but, there, right? If I put it back
in
the fridge.
I'm not trying to be gross, Andrew. This is in the interest of a real, honest conversation about this thing. I am not trying to be titillating or prurient or anything like that, okay? Mm-hmm. But can I say one thing?
You can say
for
anything.
For once on this show, can I say one thing?
Okay.
What about the fact that you and the person that you live with, I mean, a person that... I'm trying to make this non-specific to you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're saying if a person in the relationship is to use the restroom and then touch a private part of their body, and then that gets on the cheese grater or whatever, and it's gross to the other person who lives in the home. But what about the fact that those people voluntarily make physical contact with those parts?
Different context.
Really?
Yep.